Thank you for helping us make Budget Again last year. Thanks to your support, Lutheran Public Radio has been independent and in the black for more than 2.5 years. You've heard us say, now only our listeners can cancel us, and we mean it. Thanks for listening, thanks for your prayers, thanks for your financial support, and we're looking forward to standing with you again in 2011. Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the world. Issues, etc. Well, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, as we usually do on Fridays. We've got 4 pieces of Issues Etc. audio that we're going to line up and play for you, and then all you've got to do is listen and get ready to vote for Soundbite of the Week. You can like the soundbite, you can dislike it, you can find it humorous, you can find it profound. Your reasons are your own. Just get ready to vote for Soundbite of the Week. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call votes get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number 1 is Dr. Larry Rast on the danger of crusade evangelism.
With all due respect, the problem of Billy Graham is the tension that I was discussing a little bit earlier, where he proclaims Christ, and the gospel does come through in his preaching. There's no question about that. But then he obscures it with an appeal to the human subject and an act of the human will. You must now give yourself to Christ. That's law. And the law cannot produce spiritually good works. The work of the law is to condemn us. It's to show us our sins. It's to crush us in terms of our own abilities to approach God and to make any appeal before God. We can't do it. But that simply then opens us to see Christ and everything he has done for us. To return to the law, preaching of the law, as Graham does, in making a demand upon the willful act of the sinful individual, come to the altar and give yourself to Christ, distracts just as Finney's preaching did by turning the individual subject back to his own efforts.
That's soundbite number 1, 1-877-623-MYIE, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number 2 this week comes from a caller, Paul, talking about the LPR dating policy.
This is Paul in Milwaukee. In the attempts to ally Craig with the Lutheran Witness editoress, indeed, it is not good that man be alone, his Issues Etc. within its own guidelines for the core principle of no synodocrats allowed. Is the lady in question a synodocrat herself? Would she benefit from a dispensation from the See of Collinsville? Worse, is she, her doubtless personal virtues aside, a subordinate of the great synodocrat of March 2008? Can synodocratism produce non-synodocratism? Clarifications, please. Thanks for listening.
All right, that's soundbite number 2. Just so you understand, we talked frequently in the first hour of our program about Craig, our director of business operations, possibly having a date with the editor of the Lutheran Witness of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. And we sometimes playfully refer to those who work for the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod as synodocrats. Soundbite number 2, 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback@issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number 3 this week comes from Chaplain Dan Gard. His thoughts as a chaplain on the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
God called me as a pastor. My job, regardless of whether I'm in uniform or out of uniform, is to proclaim the gospel to any human being that will listen to me. I'll go to hell itself to proclaim Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. And I will do that whether a person is gay or straight. I will call all who have not been baptized to the water of holy baptism, whether they are gay or straight, that this is God's action. This is his washing. This is his regeneration. When it comes to the Eucharist, I will commune those with whom I am in fellowship, But among those with whom I am in fellowship, if I know an adulterous heterosexual presents him or herself to the altar without repentance, I'm not going to commune with that person until they come to repentance. A homosexual who is practicing that particular sin, I will not commune until they come to repentance. And whether, by definition, any homosexual activity is adulterous. So whether that person is heterosexual or homosexual, I will not commune them. When they repent, though, when they come to repentance for their sin, you better believe I will give them everything God has to offer. In fact, it is for us broken sinners, no matter what our sin is, that supper is for. So for me, as a chaplain, it really doesn't, as a Lutheran chaplain, it's not changing my ministry.
All right, that's soundbite number three, Dan Gard, on the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I think it should be soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote because right after this, it's your turn. Soundbite number four, Jeff does it occasionally. Once it was the Mizzou fight song. This time, it's a silly praise song.
Jesus is a cool dude, 40 days with no food, he died on the cross, but that's okay, he's got love on his face. Full of grace, he's kicking that devil all over the place, singing, we will praise you, woo, praise you, woo, we will praise you.
Can I turn off his
mic? Praise you.
All right, that's soundbite number four, Jeff singing a silly praise song. Those are the four soundbites. Dr. Larry Rast on the danger of crusade evangelism. Caller Paul on the LPR, Lutheran Public Radio, dating policy. Chaplain Dan Gard on the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And Jeff singing a silly praise song. Phone callers get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. This break is a great time to call. You also get an LPR bundle package if you have the best vote on this Friday afternoon. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. You can also vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or just send us an email right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Your vote's for Soundbite of the Week after this.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, my people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
Christian apologist Gretchen Passantino on the importance of Issues Etc.
This is the best that Christian radio gets. And I know that anyone who listens to this show will get sound biblical doctrine and, most importantly, a complete focus on the cross and on Christ. I've done so many radio shows over 35 years, literally thousands of them, and I know of no other program that puts the cross and the gospel right at the focus of everything.
Christ-centered, cross-focused. issues, etc.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday, January the 21st. The list, number one, Dr. Larry Rast on the dangers of crusade evangelism. Soundbite number two, caller Paul on the Lutheran Public Radio dating policy. Soundbite number three, Chaplain Dan Gard, his thoughts on the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And the last one, as embarrassing as it may sound, it's Jeff singing a silly praise song. Some people are actually voting for that one, too. Phone callers get top priority, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Jane's up first calling from her car. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Todd. Number one, as a former Southern Baptist.
And is that your reason? Because it resonates with your former Southern Baptisticism?
It was terribly taught, always, and I could go on for an hour about all the things that lead into that and on and on and on, but no, I'm so glad to not be Jane the Baptist, but Jane the Lutheran.
Jane, thank you very much, and thanks for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. Scott is calling from Altamont, Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for caller Paul's comment. Let's think about the liner that precipitated the comment. At the time, the LCMS Purple Palace power pushers were not necessarily in Issues Etc.'s corner. Now, after the Issues Etc. revolution in Synod, quote-unquote, there have been a lot of Synod officials on the show. Jeff Schwarz is Mr. CTCR. Pastor Matt Harrison, now an assistant pastor, is still the Reverend President. Pastor Kamm, who reads the liners, I'm pretty sure, is also an elected official now in Synod. So let's keep the truth in your advertising. Here's my suggestion. Keep We're Not Funded by LCMS, Inc., and Axe the No Synodocrats Allowed liner, and record a liner advertising Craig, produced by the most charming Lutheran men in radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
All right, Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Altamont. He thought that one through. Don is listening in Junction City, Kansas. Hi, Don.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. I would like to vote for soundbite number one, Dr. Larry Rast, on decision theology. You know, nobody's said it better than Dr. Luther did in his explanation to the third article when he says, I quote, "I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in a true faith. It is all entirely the work of God." Thank you.
Thank you, Don, and thanks for listening in Kansas. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Bonnie, also in Kansas, says, "Definitely number three, Dr. Dan Gard, because it's such a wonderful gospel message. Now I'm going to iTunes so I can delete Jeff's song before it gets on my iPod." Good idea, Bonnie. Quick thinking. Dave in Troy, Michigan says, "It has to be Jeff sings a silly praise song. After all, how often do you get to hear praise songs on Issues Etc.?" Well, practically never. Thanks for listening in Michigan, Dave, and thanks for your vote. Frank in Raleigh, North Carolina says, "I may be wrong, but Jeff sounded a little too enthusiastic and comfortable singing this song. I think we poor listeners might need a way to vote for any soundbite, but this way, we could ensure horrible soundbites like Jeff's will never, ever win Soundbite of the Week. It's a shame, and we can't unhear that one," he says. "My vote is for Dr. Rast, and his soundbite should be a warning to every one of us. Clearly divide law and gospel. I also like how he is honest that Billy Graham does know how to preach the gospel, something many of my own friends who reject his Arminianism can't seem to admit, even if he messes it up in the end with previously mentioned law and gospel confusion. I think if we were always so honest when we critique our Reformation brothers and sisters, it would be much easier to engage them in a dialogue that shows them it is Jesus who decides for them and not the other way around. Thank you very much for your vote, Frank, and thanks for listening in North Carolina." Josh is on the phone from Crestwood, Missouri. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. What's the tally so far on the four contenders?
I will check with Craig so far.
Dr. Rast, soundbite number one, has four.
The soundbite number two, the dating policy, won. Dr. Gard, number three, has won. And Jeff has won.
So far, it's Rast out ahead. Soundbite number one, Josh.
Okay, I'm going to vote for Dr. Rast because I think that poor Adrian just wants to be left alone.
All right, well, thank you very much. He refers, of course, to Adrian Dorr, who is the aforementioned Sonatocrat slash editor of the Lutheran Witness. Let's see. Polly in Fort Wayne, Indiana says, number three, Dr. Gard, it's succinct, straightforward, to the point, and right on the money, or I should say right on the gospel. You can keep Jeff off your iPod, but once you've heard that, how can you get it out of your head? I concur, Polly. Thanks for listening in Indiana. Dan in Columbus, Ohio says, I'm conflicted. Jeff has performed a valuable service in demonstrating what happens when the forgiveness of sins is no longer seen as relevant and something else must be added to make the church relevant. On the other hand, I'm not sure I ever want to hear that again. And if Jeff wins, he could be up for soundbite of the year and we'd have to listen again. My vote is for number three, Chaplain Gard, because I liked hearing it for the first time and the gospel should always predominate. Thank you for your vote. Thanks for listening in Ohio, Dan. Still time for your vote. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Facebook fan pages, facebook.com/issuesetc. Or as always, you can call and vote 1-877-623-6943. Here's a vote for number four from Dennis in St. John's, Michigan. He says, a few months ago, Jeff amazed me and the audience with his rendition of the Missouri fight song. I almost felt poorly when the Big Ten pummeled them in the bowl game. Then came the defilement of the Queen's We Will Rock You cast to the dogs in a 7-Eleven formula of useless gibberish. How low the mighty have sunk that a member of the Commission on Theology and Church Relations would debase himself and issues, etc., in such a manner. This can only be irrefutable proof of simul justus et peccator, at the same time saint and sinner. Thereby warrants my pick for soundbite of the week. Dennis in Michigan, thanks for your vote. Kevin in Indiana says, I'll vote for number three. What a beautiful discussion of the first duty of a pastor and the fact that God is doing the work. He did a wonderful job of getting past focusing on any particular sin and calling us all sinners to repentance. I always love the show. Keep up the good work. God bless us, Kevin in Indiana. Let's see. This is Janet in Livonia, Michigan. And she's voting for Chaplain Gard. A great message. Oh, no, she's voting for Dr. Rast because, she says, of the far greater number of people in civilian life who are affected by preaching that emphasizes works rather than the cross, this includes most Protestantism and way too much of Lutheranism, even Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Lutheranism. I am sad to say, says Janet in Livonia. Via Twitter, Alex in Canada says, number four, must be Jeff singing. That's comedy gold. I agree with that. As well, and Paul in Milwaukee says, Professor Rast is true, but not new. Jeff's message is entertaining and mildly educative, a stage of personality development, he says. One vote for the chaplain and other chaplains struggling with the darkened plane, military and homosexual part, for this statement, omissions and not commissions. Would the reverend in uniform agree that the law specifically has to be preached to the uniform gays, so-called? And what about the gay infiltration, unit cohesion, therefore effectiveness? Paul, thanks for your questions and for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. Albert in Mission Viejo, California says, I vote for Dr. Rast's Soundbite. What he describes is so true of so much of pop evangelical theology. What is given with the right hand, the gospel, is taken away with the left, the law. Well, there are more votes, but I think the winner has to be Soundbite number one, Dr. Larry Rast, on the danger of crusade evangelism.
With all due respect, the problem of Billy Graham is the tension that I was discussing a little bit earlier, where he proclaims Christ, and the gospel does come through in his preaching, there's no question about that, but then he obscures it with an appeal to the human subject and an act of the human will. You must now give yourself to Christ. That's law, and the law cannot produce spiritually good works. The work of the law is to condemn us. It's to show us our sins. It's to crush us in terms of our own abilities to approach God and to make any appeal before God. We can't do it. But that simply then opens us to see Christ and everything he has done for us. To return to the law, preaching of the law, as Graham does in making a demand upon the willful act of the sinful individual, come to the altar and give yourself to Christ, distracts just as Finney's preaching did by turning the individual subject back to his own efforts.
All right, that's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number one, Dr. Larry Rast. The Danger of Crusade Evangelism. The winner of the LPR bundle package this week has got to be Scott from Altamont, Illinois, with his phone call, and for coining the phrase Purple Palace Power Pushers. He really thought that one out. Best vote of the day. And so he gets the LPR bundle package. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org. Thanks to everybody who voted and played Soundbite of the Week this week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. all this week, please consider making a tax-deductible donation this weekend. You can make a secure online contribution right there at our website, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check and just make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Here's that address again, LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks as always for listening, and thanks for your continued support. When you go to church this weekend, invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. next week. Monday on the program, we'll begin a five-part daily series on the Crusades with Dr. Matt Phillips of Concordia University, Nebraska. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.